Too often, investigative journalism, especially of the lives of the disadvantaged, can leave the reader with mere shadows of that reality, as though the writer observed and reported through a blurred lens of detached entitlement. Jessica Bruder is not a dispassionate watcher. She enters fully into the lives of the older itinerant workers she studies in Nomadland. She eats with them, sorrows with them, and works alongside them in near minimum wage jobs that are physically exhausting and sometimes damaging. Consequently, her companions not only open up to her, they befriend her. Bruder is far younger than most of the Amazon Camper Force workers, BLM and Forest Service campground managers, carnival workers and beet harvest laborers with whom she speaks, eats, parties, and sweats. Her informants are women and men in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. They have been driven into and chosen to live houseless, not in huge fifth-wheel rigs, but little hand-modified campers and vans, and in cars altered into true tiny homes. While many love their lives on the road, most of them would not have chosen to be van dwellers. These contemporary aging and old nomads have often been the victims, though they would not want to be labeled as such, of an obscenely stacked American economy. They have worked hard and followed the rules, only to see their jobs, savings, homes, and equities wiped out by costly health problems, a rapidly tech-dominated employment market, and an escalating American value system that is focused on likes and hits and having what we want instantly. And they have too often been silenced by the convention that to talk about economic injustice is bad manners at best and whining at worst. While Nomadland makes all of this clear, Bruder does it not by lecturing. She is instead a genius at show don't tell. She works in an Amazon warehouse as part of a seasonal labor force and is merciless in her dissection of the company's exploitation of the workers. By the time I put down the book, she had taken me with her impeccably detailed reporting into the lives of Linda, a free-spirited 60-plus woman, working her way through low-pay part-time jobs toward a future in which she might be able to park her trailer on a chunk of desert. Bob Wells, unofficial van dweller guru and creator of the website cheaprvliving.com. The close-knit gatherings of the rubber tramp rendezvous and quartzites, the gathering place, and the possibility of a future in which I might someday find myself, by virtue of job loss, health challenges, an increasingly illiterate world, and a persistent distaste for the mythical American dream. If you or someone dear to you is aging, struggling to get by, and increasingly dubious about a golden old age, Jessica Bruder has written this book for you.